Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Connected. With me today is Prophet Daryl Davis, and he represents and is the founder of Sychar Ministries, and that's located in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
God bless you, sir, and I appreciate you having me with you today. I'm really excited about the show. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, Prophet Daryl was with us here about a week ago, and God really spoke some wonderful things through him to the listening audience. So we've asked him to, via the phone, to do another interview with us. And we so appreciate his ministry. Again, it's Sychar Ministries, located in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, the last time he was with us on the broadcast, we talked about the spirit of Elijah from Malachi chapter 4. On today's edition of Connected, we're going to be talking about the fathering spirit in the world in the last days, and that is the spirit of Elijah, and that is going to be appearing before the great and notable day of the Lord comes about. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Prophet Daryl Davis.
He knew we'd be so lost without him. That's why he left heaven's throne. Come as a child to the wicked and wild, not to condemn but atone. He knew that we needed forgiveness, that's why his mercy was free. When all hope was lost, he became the cost to ransom a sinner like me. I am living in the promise. There is grace for every need. He knew that we needed a Savior. That's why his precious blood flowed. And I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love him so. Oh, he knew that we all needed healing, that's why he took every stripe, the hammer and nails. The anguish he felt was torment that should have been mine. But he could see hope in the making for someone as hopeless as me. That's why he rose over death he imposed, so that I could forever go free. I am precious blood flow, and I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love him so. I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love.
I love him so.
That's why.
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, and this is a phone interview, of course, and it is from Indianapolis, Indiana, Prophet Daryl Davis, and he is the founder of Sychar Ministries. Sir, again, welcome to today's edition of Connected, and tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Yes. Well, Sychar Ministries was actually founded in 2008, and I think I shared this last time when we were together, and the Lord gave me the vision shortly after you and I had met. One of the things that had happened, I had gone through a surgery, and God began to speak to me about during the time of my recuperation that he was going to begin to birth in me a marketplace ministry. And during that time, what he would do is he would wake me up early in the morning and sometimes even in the evening, and he would begin to instruct me to go to different places, different stores or maybe Starbucks or places like that. And once I would get there, God would begin to give me words of knowledge. And what he began to say to me was that this is going to be the model for the ministry that I'm birthing in you.
Praise
and
God.
He gave me St. John chapter number 4, where Jesus began to minister to the woman at the well. And the word Sychar actually means intoxicated. And I was like, okay, God, how does that fit in with this ministry? And God says, because you're going to begin to pour into those that are intoxicated with the spirit of the world. You're going to give them an exchange. You're going to give them the waters of my spirit to
Praise
bring them to
God.
Life.
Praise God. You know, this is awesome, and what we're doing today is we're talking about the subject from Malachi chapter 4 that we talked about the last time that Prophet Daryl Davis was with us, and of course, that is the spirit of Elijah, and that would show up on the earth before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. Today, I want to steer just a little bit into a different direction and talk about the spirit of Elijah being a fatherhood spirit, and of course, everything comes from our Heavenly Father. And our fatherhood, what is God calling us to do in these last days? He's calling us forth sons, first of all, yes. Not to be fatherless. But the fatherhood of God is calling forth sons from Lamentations chapter 5 and verses 2 and 3 to have an inheritance. When a person dies, they have to have an inheritance to give to their children and their children's children, the Bible says.
Yes.
And Lamentations chapter 5 and verses 2 and 3, our inheritance is turned to strangers in verse number 2. Our houses have been turned into aliens. And I looked up the word aliens in the Hebrew from the Strong's. It denotes a non-relative or an illegitimate son. Before we go on, Hebrews 12 and verse 8 says, "But if you be without chastisement, whereof all you are partakers, then you are bastards." The Bible uses that word in the King James Version, and the Greek word for that word is a spurious son. In other words, not proceeding from the true source, but a counterfeit. And because there are fatherless houses in the natural and in the spiritual, we see a lot of counterfeit sons rising up and then falling back down. Brother Daryl, what is your take on that?
I totally agree, and I totally believe that. You know, I think about how Paul said, you know, you have many instructors, but you have not many fathers.
Yes.
And I believe that we're living in a day where God is raising up the teacher, and we bless God for how he's raised up the teachers, and we need instruction. We need to know the word of God because we're living in an hour where deception is rampant. But along with the instruction, we also need to have fathers. Fathers are those that bring out the best in us.
That's
fathers
absolutely that, right. Praise
yeah,
God.
They see the gift in you. They see the jewels and they see the treasures. And even in amongst your edginess and those places that are unrefined, they're able to call forth those things that are dormant that others would not be able to see.
That's exactly
even
God
right. The Father, yes, he's done it for us, even in the spirit. So he's raising up sons in the natural to be apostolic fathers to call forth the gifts and the treasures.
Praise
Amen.
God. Boy, that's awesome information and revelation. I sure appreciate that, Prophet Daryl. And let me just say this to those that are listeners right now. We're not to become solitary in this world. You're either underneath of a fatherhood covering or you yourself have an independent orphan spirit. Now, Psalm 68 and verse 6 says, God setteth the solitary in families. In other words, it's not the Lord's desire that you be the Lone Ranger, that you be out there wandering around somewhere in solitary confinement, that the devil has you wrapped up in chains. But God wants to put you in a family. And we have recently... we have changed the name of the World Lighthouse Worship Center here in Grantsville, Maryland, by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, to Father's House, because we are raising up sons and daughters. We're taking solitaries and putting them in a family environment, and the Lord is bringing out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious are still yet dwelling in a dry and thirsty land.
My God, my God. Yeah, I really, when I think about the Father, I thank the Lord for even what God is doing with your house, and even how He's allowing you to put the mantle of Father over the title of your house, because I believe prophetically that's going to activate even sons to be drawn to you. Even you're raising up sons even as it is, but God's going to begin to cause there to be a multiplication, because you have pronounced and decreed that you have the mantle of a father. And that is so needed in this last hour. You know, one of the things I think about also, when I think about a father, I think about a father allows a son to be able to see the reflection of who he's called to be. You know, a son, sons don't always know. You know, children, when they're small, they're still trying to find their way. But when they recognize their relationship with the father, they'll cling to him like nobody's business, because they know, if I cling to him, I'll know who I am.
Praise
God. And that's
God.
Why we need fathers tonight.
That is just awesome. You know what we are committed to at Father's House is to the heritage, and I believe everybody that's a spiritual father and mother should be committed to this, to the heritage and generation of covenant blessing through father to sons and daughters through the foundation of many generations to come. Let me also just mention that a good man, the Bible talks about a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children from Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves this inheritance to his children's children, it says, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In these last days, God up ahead is providing kingdom finance for this sole purpose, isn't he?
My God, and that's what happens when we have order, and when we begin to align ourselves with God's economy. And God's economy is that we have fathers and sons in relationship, and when you have that type of dynamic, then you automatically have the resources and the provision, because God blesses order.
That's right. And, you know, our pioneering of a spiritual heritage will become absolutely nothing if we abort God's plan of fatherhood through a spiritual vasectomy. And I know that sounds kind of strange going across the airwaves, but Holy Spirit spoke that to me about a month ago. And again, I want to repeat that. Our pioneering of a spiritual heritage will become absolutely nothing if we abort God's plan of fatherhood through a spiritual vasectomy. Now, what does that mean? It means you cut off the lifeline. You don't recognize that God is raising you up, first of all, to be a spiritual father, that he can turn your heart toward the sons and the daughters, but also that you have to let those sons and daughters come to you and come underneath of your covering.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and I truly believe that. You know, I heard a great woman of God say one time, that's always stuck with me. She said how, you know, your greatness is only determined by your ability to multiply yourself. And so any father who is a true father in nature has the potency, the strength to multiply, to bring forth, to release his seed into the earth so that he might be able to see his posterity grow in the earth.
Praise
so God,
God
is allowing the word, the prophetic word, to be released through apostolic fathers in order that the spiritual posterity would grow up in the earth and be able to establish greater levels of kingdom
manifestation. God. Praise God. And that is a powerful, powerful word, Brother Darrell. I sure appreciate you sharing that. You know, Proverbs 4 and verse number 1, I'm going to read this and we're going to break for a song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to be praying over your needs. Proverbs 4 and verse 1 says, "Hear you children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." God, recently I've heard of so many people that have recanted on their beliefs of fivefold ministries. They don't even believe there is fivefold ministries, but we're in that day and age where God has raised up the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the building up of the body of Christ, to equip the saints for marketplace ministry. And the devil wants that aborted. And what is your take on that before we go to the Lord?
I truly believe that because we're called to advance the kingdom and apostolic fathers being a part of that dynamic, the enemy wants to try to push us back into obscurity and even back into a place where, God, we received revelation, and now the enemy will try to steal that revelation that we won't be able to advance the kingdom.
My.
And so I believe that's just a tactic to keep us from taking territory that God has already said that is ours in this last day.
Praise God. And you know, we both, we know God's called us with an apostolic and a prophetic mandate to fulfill his will in the marketplace and around the world abroad. And we believe that that's what God is getting ready to do. The thing I heard you say that really touched my heart was that God is moving in our lives to produce a harvest. And right now what he's doing is he is stopping us. There's disconnections with people that are taking place. There's new connections, and he's about to reposition us for our destinies to be fulfilled. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Prophet Daryl, and we're going to be praying over your needs.
Soon dissolve like snow. the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
I'm back with my special guest, Prophet Daryl Davis from Sychar Ministries out of Indianapolis, Indiana. We've been talking about spiritual fathering. We've been talking about natural fathers, how that we are in a fatherless generation. And I read a portion of scripture from Proverbs 4 and verse 1. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. You know, originally the revelation of God to children came through the fathers. Not the mothers, but the fathers. Fathers, yeah, actually in the original Hebrew order became true life givers of the home. The life conceived in the womb was one with the life within the seed of the husband. Onan, if you remember in the scriptures, had life to give and was raised up as the seed of the kingdom, the ordained of the Lord, a testimony of covenant that the generational blessing would not be destroyed. And you can read the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says. But Prophet Daryl, there's so many needs that are out there. And folks that are running around with independent orphan spirits. Now, let me just define that for a moment before we go to the Lord in prayer. An independent orphan spirit is those that are independent, will not come underneath of a spiritual father, a covering, and be mentored. Now, we know through the whole 13th chapter of the book of Romans that it's all about order and God's perfect design and plan through fathers. But what would you say before we go to the Lord in prayer for those that are running around independent, but yet they need a father?
I would say to them tonight that God knows where you are. God knows of the wounds that you've suffered that have caused you to have even what we would call an orphan spirit. And time will allow, maybe sometime later, we may be able to, if Prophet Tim should desire to have us back, maybe we can kind of elaborate on that a little more. But God is even in the business of being able to heal you and mend you even through the very relationship that the enemy would try to get you to escape from.
Praise
there are many
God.
People that are running from father relationships because of what's happened in their past. But God says that's the place of your healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place of your deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place
mm-hmm.
of your overcoming. It's just stepping into that place and even allowing God to mend you even from the past. And so God wants there to be a connection from your past to your future so that you'll know that the very fathers that God is connecting you with in the kingdom will be those that will put the salve of the Spirit on those wounds and bring back healing and wholeness for your destiny.
My God. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you lead us?
Yes. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone listening, God. We thank you, Lord, for your divine appointment. God, those that are listening, God, are listening by divine order and a divine appointment. God, we thank you because your word says, God, that deliverance is the children's bread, Lord, and healing is our portion. So we decree and declare, God, those that are listening, God, that have wounds, gaping wounds, God, even that have allowed them, oh, God, to run and then go in circles, God, for years and decades, God, that have not wanted to hook up or connect with a father in the gospel. We decree and declare, God, that you're getting ready to bring them to a place of longing, even to a place of godly wanting to be connected, to be covered, to be protected, to be nurtured. We speak that over them, God, that you're beginning to pour in the oil and the wine. Our God, that those gaping wounds would be healed, God,
yes,
that they would be able
yes,
to
Lord.
Move forth in greatness, God, in greatness. We speak greatness over the people of God. And despite the tactics and schemes of the enemy, God, every shackle, every chain is being broken so that they'd be free to walk in the relationship
Praise
and the connections
God.
That you have for
Praise
them.
God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. And we so appreciate your ministry. God bless you, Prophet Daryl. We sure appreciate your ministry, and we're looking forward to having you back.
God bless you, sir. Appreciate being here.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.